Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch and today is Saturday, December 18th. Today we are going through our Advent devotional guide based in the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll read a portion of the book of Jeremiah and you'll also hear my thoughts in the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapters 44 and 45. If you have your copy of God's Word, let's begin together, and today I'll be reading from the ESV. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Judeans who lived in the land of Egypt, at Migdol, at Tanphanes, at Memphis, in the land of Pathros. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the disaster I brought upon Jerusalem and upon the cities of Judah. Behold, this day they are a desolation, and no one dwells in them, because of the evil they committed, provoking me to anger, in that they went to make offerings and serve other gods that they knew not, neither they nor you nor their fathers. Yet I persistently sent to you all my servants the prophets, saying, oh, do not do this abomination that I hate. But they did not listen or incline their ear to turn from their evil and make no offerings to other gods. Therefore, my wrath and my anger were poured out and kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they became a waste and a desolation, as at this day. And now thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against yourselves to cut off from you man and woman, infant and child from the midst of Judah, leaving you no remnant? Why do you provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, making offerings to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have come to live, so that you may be cut off and become a curse and a taunt among all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the evil of your fathers, the evil of the kings of Judah, the evil of their wives, your own evil, and the evil of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They have not humbled themselves even to this day, nor have they feared, nor walked in my law and my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for harm, to cut off all Judah. I will take the remnant of Judah, who have set their faces to come to the land of Egypt to live, and they shall all be consumed. In the land of Egypt they shall fall, by the sword and by famine they shall be consumed. From the least to the greatest they shall die by the sword and by famine, and they shall become an oath and a horror, a curse and a taunt. I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt, as I punished Jerusalem with the sword, with famine, and with pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah who have come to live in the land of Egypt shall escape or survive or return to the land of Judah, to which they desire to return to dwell there, for they shall not return except some fugitives. Then all the men who knew that their wives had made offerings to other gods, and all the women who stood by, a great assembling, and all the people who lived in Pathros in the land of Egypt, answered Jeremiah, ask the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you. But we will do everything that we have vowed, make offerings to the Queen of Heaven, and pour out drink offerings to her, as we did, both we and our fathers, our kings and our officials, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food and prospered and saw no disaster. But since we left off making offerings to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And the women said, when we made offerings to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, was it without our husband's approval that we made cakes for her bearing her image and poured out drink offerings to her? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, men and women, all the people who had given him this answer, as for the offerings that you offered in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your officials and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them? Did it not come to his mind? The Lord could not bear your evil deeds and the abominations that you committed. Therefore, your land has become a desolation and a waste and a curse, without inhabitant as it is this day. It is because you made offerings and because you sinned against the Lord and did not obey the voice of the Lord or walk in his law and in his statutes and his testimonies that this disaster has happened upon you as at this day. Jeremiah said to all the people and all the women, "Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you and your wives have declared with your mouths and have fulfilled it with your hands, saying, 'We will surely perform our vows that we have made to make offerings to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to her.' Then confirm your vows and perform your vows. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name shall no more be invoked by the mouth of any man in Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, 'As the Lord God lives.' And behold, I am watching over them for disaster and not for good. All the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there is no end of them. And those who escape the sword shall return from the land of Egypt to the land of Judah, few in number, and all the remnant of Judah who came to the land of Egypt to live shall know whose word will stand, mine or theirs. This shall be the sign to you, declares the Lord, that I will punish you in this place in order that you may know that my words will surely stand against you from harm. Thus says the Lord, behold, I give you Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, into the hand of those who seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was his enemy and sought his life." The word that Jeremiah the prophet spoke to Baruch the son of Neriah when he wrote these words in a book at the dictation of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to you, O Baruch, you have said, "Woe is me, for the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am weary with my groaning, and I find no rest." Thus shall you say to them, "Thus says the Lord, behold, what I have built, I am breaking down, and what I have planted, I am plucking up. That is the whole land. And do you seek great things for yourself? Seek them not, for behold, I am bringing disaster upon all flesh, declares the Lord. But I will give you your life as a prize of war in all the places to which you may go." In today's reading, we find ourselves in Egypt, first in chapter 44, sometime after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Jeremiah warns the people not to escape to Egypt, but they don't listen to him. And somehow, against his will, Jeremiah ends up in Egypt too. Jeremiah has been a witness to their unfaithfulness in Judah for decades, and little changes in Egypt. In verse 10, it's as if Jeremiah says in chapter 44, "We're singing the same song, second verse. You didn't learn your lesson in Judah, and you were exiled because of your idolatry, and now you're here doing the same thing in Egypt." But the people still refuse to listen. Imagine Jeremiah's heartbreak even as he continues to faithfully preach. What's more, this is Jeremiah's last recorded message. His ministry seems to end on this note of defeat after preaching tirelessly with apparently only two converts, his scribe Baruch and Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian eunuch, and years of suffering to show. He's been taken to Egypt against his will, where he will die, likely as a martyr killed by his fellow Jews. It's not the life we would choose for ourselves, is it? The scene shifts as we go on to Jeremiah chapter 45, back to Judah in 605 BC to hear from Jeremiah's scribe, Baruch. Here we get a glimpse into the scribe's heart as he cries out because of his suffering. He's had to hear Jeremiah preach these awful judgments, write them down, and proclaim them to the people. Baruch was from a powerful family, but being Jeremiah's mouthpiece couldn't have made him popular. Perhaps he was seeking great things for himself. But God's answer to Baruch silences any notion of self-service. In verse 4 of chapter 45, God pulls back the curtain and gives a glimpse into his own heart. "You think this is hard for you, Baruch?" God seems to say. Imagine creating these people, loving them and wanting the best for them, and having them turn their back on you. "I am breaking down all that I have built. I am plucking up all that I have planted." The Lord says to Baruch, in effect, "This is the hard work I am doing. Are you seeking great things for yourself? Because if you are, this isn't the right line of work for you." This week's readings tell us that Baruch counted the cost and continued to follow to the very end, even going with Jeremiah to Egypt. But as I read this passage in light of Advent, I can't help but think of Jesus' example in regards to seeking great things for ourselves. He didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, put on flesh, and took on the form of a servant. He humbled himself not only to be born as a baby, but to die a death he did not deserve on the cross, that we might be reconciled to God the Father. Are you seeking great things for yourself? If you are, you will likely find that following in the ways of the Lord, who humbled himself even to the point of death, may conflict with these plans. But know that in his time, God lifts up the humble who faithfully follow him wherever he leads.